Colon, close parentheses, letter R, letter U, ready, number 4, deadpan. W00T, LOL, colon, letter P. Hey, welcome to Deadpan number 37, released a few days earlier than usual. I am Jack Mangan, your host, aka Viv Savage on keyboards. This is actually going to be another strange, shortened episode, recorded in a very short period of time and released in a very short period of time. The main reason for that is this is the last episode, at least for the immediate future, that I will be recording in the state of Arizona, as actually, a matter of hours from now, as I'm recording this, I will be getting on the highways of America and traveling out of the warm, balmy, sunny, out of the desert and heading back east. But the reasons have been discussed in many Deadpan episodes in the past, and if this is your first one, or if, well, sorry, I'm going back to be with my family. Anyway, there's some decent content here. I'm not going to talk too much. I've already intro babbled for a while. I know intro babble is kind of nice, but, you know, it's kind of like when you put the DVD in the DVD player and it's on your TV, and that main music menu loop just keeps repeating again and again until it gets more and more annoying with each cycle. I think we are already there with this intro babble. So let's get to some of the content. It's going to be an in and out episode. And yes, run with that joke if you must.
If you're looking for world-class podcast fiction, Podiobooks.com has it. At Podiobooks.com, you'll find 40 titles to choose from, including classics such as Earthcore, The Pocket and the Pendant, Moravi, and Spherical Tomy, plus new fiction like Singularity, The Tenth Cow, the short story anthology Voices, and dozens more. Dig sci-fi? Podiobooks.com has it. Fantasy? Podiobooks.com has that too. Comedy, thrillers, supernatural horror, historical fiction. Podiobooks.com has it. Best of all, every title is free, and you receive personalized feeds allowing you to download new chapters whenever you like. So when you're searching for intense, top-notch fiction, bebop over to Podiobooks.com. Podiobooks.com has it.
Hey, this is Raquel, a.k.a. Sistress, from the Triscast. You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Daria is dead, and Deadpan is the fucking way.
Stolen from the 80s.
Hi, this is Amy. Welcome back to Stolen from the 80s. I've never seen you look like this without a reason. Another promise fallen through, another season passes by you. I never took the smile away from anybody's face, and that's a desperate way to look for someone who is still a child. In a big country, dreams stay with you, like a lover's voice fires the mountainside. Stay alive. That was In a Big Country by Big Country, from their 1983 album, The Crossing. It's one of my favorite 80s songs.
Ho, ho, ho.
Stolen from Christmas.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the day. I just can't wait till Christmas time, when I can roll you in the hay. AC/DC, Mistress for Christmas.
I actually remember that song, not one of AC/DC's best. Alright, so we're going to get a little bit greasy, and let's see if I can actually get the standings right. Okay, as of this moment, we have Ditto and Alvy tied for first with 3 apiece, Ed from Texas, John Bowes, and Retro tied for second, or third, with 2 apiece. After that, J.R. Murdoch, Sarah from Charleston, Jeremy from Seattle, and Andreas Smarty Hottie each have 1 apiece. All right, so we have four lined up. The first two were only a couple of things to say. Then the next two got very wordy. So, first, from Retro, he says, "Sorry about the jerks. Yeah, to the drinks. Ditto, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point." Next, Jeremy from Seattle. "Gah, it's raining." Third, Andreas Marty Hottie says, "Hey, Deadpan, it's okay, Sarah. Hope your finals slash last days of work slash church building go well. Hello, everyone else, smiley face. Hope everyone has a good day today. My secret Santa gift is going out in the next couple of days. Gotta go work for a bit, dot, dot. I'll check in again later. Andrea." Fourth and final, from Justa Joe. He's now entering the fray. "FYI, with a Mac OS 10.2.8 and Firefox 1.5.0.8, this page looks deadpanalicious! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. FYI, with a Mac OS 10.2.8 and Firefox 1.5.0.8, this page looks deadpan-licious! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. JB dash, it's dead pan, not dead pants, although I can see where that may be a common mistake. Sarah declaring herself the spunk mistress. Ellipsis. I'm going to have to meditate on that one a bit. Ellipsis. Later. Ellipsis. In my bunk. Jack dash, I wasn't sure if you were driving or flying. If you're driving, please, please be extra alert. Paying attention to one's driving seems to have gone out of style. So you're going to have to be paying attention for yourself and all of the idiots on the road around you. It's important. Oh, and BTW, ellipsis, will be waiting for you on your computer when you get there and get it set up. Smiley face. God's speed, Jack Mangan. Lots of exclamation points. In parentheses, I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I heard them tell that to an astronaut once. Close parentheses. And that's it. I need a drink of water. That's it for the Greasy Spoon comments. And you know what? Thanks very much, Justa Joe. Yeah. I appreciate it. Okay, as of this moment, we have Ditto and Alvy tied for first with 3 apiece. Ed from Texas, John Bowes, and Retro tied for second or third with 2 apiece. After that, J.R. Murdoch, Sarah from Charleston, Jeremy from Seattle, and Andreas Smarty Hottie each have 1 apiece. All right, so we have 4 lined up. The first two were only a couple of things to say. Then the next two got very wordy. So, first, from Retro, he says, "Sorry about the jerks. Yeah, to the drinks. Ditto, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point." Next, Jeremy from Seattle. "Gah, it's raining." Third, Andreas Marty Hottie says, "Hey, Deadpan, it's okay, Sarah. Hope your finals slash last days of work slash church building go well. Hello, everyone else, smiley face. Hope everyone has a good day today. My secret Santa gift is going out in the next couple of days. Gotta go work for a bit, dot, dot. I'll check in again later. Andrea." Fourth and final, from Justa Joe. He's now entering the fray. "FYI, with a Mac OS 10.2.8 and Firefox 1.5.0.8, this page looks deadpanalicious! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. FYI, with a Mac OS 10.2.8 and Firefox 1.5.0.8, this page looks deadpan-licious! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. JB dash, it's dead pan, not dead pants, although I can see where that may be a common mistake. Sarah declaring herself the spunk mistress. Ellipsis. I'm going to have to meditate on that one a bit. Ellipsis. Later. Ellipsis. In my bunk. Jack dash, I wasn't sure if you were driving or flying. If you're driving, please, please be extra alert. Paying attention to one's driving seems to have gone out of style. So you're going to have to be paying attention for yourself and all of the idiots on the road around you. It's important. Oh, and BTW, ellipsis, will be waiting for you on your computer when you get there and get it set up. Smiley face. God's speed, Jack Mangan. Lots of exclamation points. In parentheses, I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I heard them tell that to an astronaut once. Close parentheses. And that's it. I need a drink of water. That's it for the Greasy Spoon comments. And you know what? Thanks very much, Justa Joe. Yeah. I appreciate it.
You are listening to the Deadpan Podcast. You are calm and relaxed. All tensions and excess excitability are draining from your body. You feel like leaving a comment on the Deadpan page or sending in a segment for the next Deadpan show. Now.
Hey, I am Jack Mangan.
Boy, are you stupid.
Jack Mangan.
What kind of
podcast
is that? You are supposed to get a good
podcast.
Can't you even tell a good
podcast
from a poor
podcast?
I told you he'd goof it up. He's not the kind you can depend on to do anything right. You're hopeless.
Jack Mangan.
Completely hopeless. Rats. You've been dumb before.
Jack Mangan.
But this time you really did it. What a
podcast.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little
podcast.
Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know
the deadpan.
What it's all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what
the deadpan
is all about?
True.
Jack Mangan.
I can tell you what
the deadpan
is all about. Lights, please.
You've known real angst, true heartache, genuine struggle. You've been down, but yet you're still trudging on. You still haven't given up on the beauty and adventure of this world and of your mind, or of inhabiting them each day. And that's because you're deadpan.
That's what
the deadpan
is all about, Charlie Brown.
Linus is right. I won't let all this commercialism ruin my
deadpan.
I'll take this little
deadpan
home and decorate it, and I'll show them it really will work in our
podcast.
I've killed it. Oh, everything I touch gets ruined.
I never thought it was such a bad little
podcast.
It's not bad at all, really. Maybe it just needs a little love.
Jack Mangan.
He's a blockhead. But he did get a nice
podcast.
What's going on here?
Merry Christmas!
It's Jack Mangan's deadpan.
Why, sure! Climb into my spoon! I have no idea what the hell that means, but we'll try it again. I'll try a few different ways with it. Why, sure! Climb into my spoon! Why, sure! Climb into the spoon! Why, sure! Climb into my spoon! Why, sure! Climb into my spoon! That's enough.
Hello. This is T. Morris of Podiobooks.com, the survival guide to writing fantasy, and podcasting for dummies. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Yay.
So before T. Morris's great little bumper there, we had some great stuff from a whole bunch of Deadpan contributors. We had Evo's outtakes for his part for Paul Mackey's Really Big Things. Looking forward to the next installment of that. Paul Mackey does a great job. We had a brilliant Deadpan Christmas segment. That's from Just a Joe, and it's absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. And a great new segment, or a little bumper, from Chris Fisher. Anyway, that's it. The episode's already done. I know it just started, but it's already done. Very soon, I'm actually going to start to have episodes with my own content again, and comedy and all kinds of hilarious stuff. This is, of course, yet another strange episode, because these are strange times. So I'm going to do this and then get out of here. Because you've cultivated a seasoned skepticism, which stands as a bulwark between you and the incessant advertisement and propagandistic barrages in the world around you. Though, of course, you do still have your weaknesses for certain toys or vices. Because you care deeply about your entertainment choices, ultimately you seek that which not only thrills you, but also stimulates your imagination, challenges your worldviews, and stirs your emotions. Ramones, Bach, Troma, Fellini, Shakespeare, Stan Lee, Bob Ross, John Byrne, Picasso, Van Gogh, Fridge Art, De Niro, Keanu, Confucius, Kevin Smith, it's all the same. You found moments of transcendent bliss in works of high art and low art, and you resist the need for such labels. You reject those who seek to brand you with one-dimensional words or phrases meant to categorize and classify and label. These people are incapable of understanding or grasping your depth or complexity, and will try to simplify you or drag you down to their level. They'll use condescending words, open confrontations, or rumor-mongering in attempts to undermine you and your character. You see through their foolish pedestrian machinations, their obvious attempts to goad you out into a fight on their terms, yet you stay your own course and take your own higher road. Usually. This is why you're deadpan. I'm taking my own road, heading back to New Jersey, wagons east. Gonna play my favorite song I ever recorded with Matt Mango. This was actually recorded in the east. And yes, it's another repeat. Doesn't mean I'm out of music. Just means that I wanted to play this. Deadpan is the way. Keep your comments coming. Email me at jack@jackmanga.com or call them in, 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. This community has just been awesome, and I feel like I'm heading east. I'm not hanging my head. It feels like a defeat in some ways, but I'm not hanging my head. And that's thanks to just the warmth and just the wonderful friendship in this community. You guys rock. And that's all I have to say. What a lovely day. I'm not coming back after the music. Deadpan is the way.
What a lovely day. trees. Notice this symbol thing like the little bitty breeze now. Flowers and birds and trees. Notice this symbol thing like a little bitty breeze so out it pops. It soars through the air, it soars through the air, naked and bare, naked and bare, continuing on with magnificent flare. Time and space, seeking to find a new